Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai go premanande hari go samaveta bhakta vrinda ki jai. Agarishtiya samadhi ki. Agarishtiya samadhi ki. Agarishtiya samadhi ki. Agarishtiya shri shri guru gaur. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 8, Questions by King Parikshit. Text 22. Word meanings, yaha, all those, va, either, anushayinam. Oh, wait, oh, I'm reading the wrong verse. I'm sorry. That's text 23, I'm sorry. Text 23. Yatha, as, atmatantraha, independent. Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, vikriditi, enjoys his pastimes, atmamaya, by his internal potency, visrijya, giving up, va, as also, yatha, as he desires, mayam, the external potency, udaste, remains, sakshivat, just as the witness, Vibhu, the Almighty. Yatatma Tantro Bhagavan.
Yatatma Tantro Bhagavan.
Vikridatyatma Mayaya.
Vikridatyatma Mayaya.
Visrijya Vayatamayam.
Visrijya Vayatamayam.
Udaste sakshivad vibhu.
Udaste sakshivad vibhu.
Yatatma tantro bhagavan.
Yatatma tantro bhagavan.
Vikridatyatma mayaya.
Vikridatyatma mayaya.
Visrijya vayatamayam.
Visrijya vayatamayam.
Udaste sakshivad vibhu.
Udaste
Yatatma tantro bhagavan.
Yatatma tantro bhagavan.
Vikridatyatma mayaya.
Vikridatyatma mayaya.
Visrijya vayatamayam.
Visrijya vayatamayam.
Udaste sakshivad vibhu.
Udaste sakshivad vibhu. Yeah.
translation. The independent personality of Godhead enjoys his pastimes by his internal potency, and at the time of annihilation gives them up to the external potency, and he remains a witness to it all. Srila Prabhupada's purport. Lord Sri Krishna, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead and fountainhead of all other incarnations, is the only independent person. He enjoys his pastimes by creation as he desires and gives them up to the external energy at the time of annihilation. By his internal potency only, he kills the demon Putana, even though enjoying his pastimes in the lap of his mother Yashoda. And when he desires to leave this world, he creates the pastimes of killing his own family members, Yadukul, and remains unaffected by such annihilation. He is the witness of everything that is happening, and yet he has nothing to do with anything. He is independent in every respect. Maharaj Parikshit desires to know more perfectly, for a pure devotee ought to know well. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Nirutam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurudev Namaha.
I have two verses.
Okay. So text 24. Sarvametascha Bhagavan Pichyato Menu Purvashah O great sage, representative of the Lord, kindly satisfy my inquisitive in all that I have inquired from you and all that I may not have inquired from you from the very beginning of my questionings. Since I am a soul surrendered unto you, please impart full knowledge in this connection. Report. The spiritual master is always prepared to impart knowledge to the disciple, and specifically when the disciple is very inquisitive. Inquisitiveness on the part of the disciple is greatly necessary for the progressive disciple. Maharaj Parikshit is a typical disciple because he is perfectly inquisitive. If one is not very inquisitive about self-realization, one need not approach a spiritual master simply to make a show of discipleship. Not only is Maharaj Parikshit inquisitive concerning all he has inquired about, but he is also anxious to know about what he has not been able to inquire. Factually, it is not possible for a man to inquire about everything from the spiritual master, but the bona fide spiritual master is able to enlighten the disciple in every way for the disciple's benefit. So I have two verses, but I decided to speak about Madhavendra Puri today. I hope that's okay. Of course, today is the disappearance day of Srila Madhavendra Puri. He's the Param Guru of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's the spiritual master of Sri Ishvara Puri, Lord Chaitanya's guru. When Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, you know, his mother, of course, was so brokenhearted. She was worried she wouldn't see him, wouldn't hear about him. He would just take off traveling, so she was very pleased when he decided that he would make his residence in Puri, which wasn't too far away, and devotees from Bengal go to Rath Yatra. There's a connection between Navadvipa and Puri, so she would always be hearing news about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Lord Chaitanya, he traveled from Navadvipa to Jagannath Puri. He had four companions with him: Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda Dutta. We hear a lot about Mukunda. Mukunda was a very, very dear, close friend of his growing up. Jagannanda Pandit, You know, Jagadananda, he's Satyabhama, so he has this contentious relationship with Lord Chaitanya sometimes. And finally, Damodar Pandit. Damodar Pandit was a devotee who would sometimes advise Lord Chaitanya how he should act. So he was traveling with these four devotees to South India, to Puri, actually Puri is called South India, sort of on the border, you might say, I suppose. South India, but at least traveling south from Navadvip. And soon after they entered into Orissa, northern part of Orissa, there's a very famous place of pilgrimage called Remuna. I've been there, beautiful place, small town. It's the city nearby is Baleshwar. That's the train station there. You get off there and then you take a bus, I suppose. I don't know how far it is, 10, 20 miles, something, inland. And you go there to Remuna. So Remuna is, of course, very famous as the place of Kirchhova Gopinath. It's also, incidentally, it's the place of the samadhi of Rasikananda Prabhu. There's a beautiful deity, Rasikananda, there. He's blue. Not sure why he's blue. I guess he has sarupya. Swarupya, mukti, liberation. Anyway, Rasikananda is the most famous disciple of Shyamananda, Shyamananda Prabhu, Rasikananda. So he has his actual samadhi is there. So this is the, anyway, so Remuna is the place of Kirchhova Gopinath. So when Lord Chaitanya arrived there with his devotees, he, of course, went into ecstasy, as he did pretty much everywhere he went, especially if there was a Krishna deity there. And the temple priests were all really amazed, and immediately they were so attracted by his beauty and his dancing and his ecstatic symptoms, and they just wanted to serve him. And Lord Chaitanya, one of his reasons of going for going there, of course, because Kirchhova Gopinath was beautiful deity of Krishna that he wanted to see, and also because of the story about this deity in Madhavendra Puri, his grand spiritual master. And as Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, he also wanted to taste the famous Gopinath Kheer. He's Kirchhova Gopinath, so he wanted to taste this famous Kheer that's offered to the Gopinath deity. And it's famous in connection with the deity. Now Lord Chaitanya, when he had heard from his spiritual master the story of Madhavendra Puri and Kirchhova Gopinath, so he, having heard it from his spiritual master, he told it to the devotees who were traveling with him. So he started telling about the glories of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri was an ecstatic, you can say. A rasic devotee, the highest. You know, we say that the bhava that we've got, the madhurya bhava, madhurya rasa, now our understanding of it and serving, especially in separation, in that mood, that entered into our line through Madhavendra Puri. So he's very, very, very important in our sampradaya. So he was always in ecstasy. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes how he didn't know whether it was day or night, where he was, whether he was in the proper place for doing this or that. He just he was just always in ecstasy. And he always traveled alone. And the reason was he thought if he had a companion then he would talk about mundane things. And he wasn't interested at all in talking about mundane things. So he always traveled alone. And somehow, even though he was in this other world, he made his way to Vrindavan. And he arrived in Vrindavan and he circumambulated Giriraj, Govardhan. And then he sat down for the evening against a tree, underneath a tree, at Govinda Kund. I happened to go there last time I was in Vrindavan. Actually, at that time, I didn't realize that that was a place of Madhav and the Puri's extraordinary exchanges with the Lord, the Vindakund. So Madhavendra Puri didn't beg. He was a sannyasi, but he didn't beg. Just if something came to him, then he would eat. Otherwise, he wouldn't eat. He was just so much in ecstasy all the time. So he was sitting there absorbed in his bhava and meditating and chanting Hare Krishna. And what happened, of course, this beautiful cowherd boy came and he had a pot of milk for him. And he just said, here, I brought you some milk. He said, so what kind of meditation are you doing and why are you fasting? And who are you exactly? What's going on here? So Madhavendra Puri said, well, who are you? He said, oh, I'm just a cowherd boy. I live in this village. And in my village, nobody fasts. So nobody fasts in our village. But even if nobody asks, if the person coming here, an ascetic like you, is fasting, then we make sure they get something to eat. You know? So he said, the ladies who are, they come here to get water from Govinda Kund. So some of these ladies, they had come and they had seen you and they noticed, they saw that you were fasting. So they gave me this milk to give to you. So this beautiful cowherd boy gave the milk to Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri drank the milk. And then he cleaned out the pot and he set it aside because the boy said, I'll come back for the pot later. I have to go now because I have to go milk the cows, but I'll come back for the pot later. So Madhavendra Puri kept looking towards the path that the boy had come from, and he didn't come back. But somehow he was just wonderstruck by this cowherd boy. He couldn't stop thinking about him. And it was nighttime, but he couldn't go to sleep, so he was just chanting and chanting. And then finally, towards the end of the night, he dozed off a little. And then, of course, what happened in his dream, this same boy appeared in his dream. And he took him by the hand and he said, you have to help me. You're the only person who can do this. He said, my name is Gopal. I'm the lifter of Govardhan Hill. You may have heard of me. And he said, actually many years ago, that when the Muslims were invading, the priest taking care of me, he was very afraid. The Muslims were coming and killing people. And the devotees were, of course, taking deities out of the temple. He said, I was installed by Bajranab. You know, Bajranab, he installed so many deities in the Braja area. And he said, so I was being worshipped very nicely, but when the Muslims came, the priest put me into the kunj. Prabhupada translates as bushes, put me in the bushes. So the kunja, put me in the kunja. And I've been lying there ever since for a very long time. And I have to tolerate the torrents of rain and the scorching heat and the cold. And I need you to get to rescue me so I can make my appearance again. So you gather the village people and you tell them what I've told you and you get them together in the morning. So Madhavendra Puri, then the Lord went away. His dream broke and his apparition in his dream. It's called a dream, of course, it's not exactly a dream. So Madhavendra Puri, he did exactly as he was told. Actually, first he was in so much ecstasy because he said, oh, that boy who came yesterday was Krishna. Oh, I didn't even realize it. Krishna came to me and gave me this milk and I didn't even realize it was Krishna. So he was lamenting, and of course he was in ecstasy, and experiencing the Ashta Satvika Bhavas and so on. But then he realized, he didn't use these words, but it's like, I got to get it together because I got a service to do. Krishna has given me some service to do. So he gathered the villagers, and he told them, and they believed him, of course. And he said, you have to bring choppers and spades because we have to work our way through this thick jungle to get to where the Lord is. So they all did that very enthusiastically. They cut their way into the jungle through the bushes. And they found the Lord lying there covered in, the Chaitanya Charitamrita says, covered in dirt and grass. And they uncovered him, and they saw how beautiful he was. And people said, boy, he's really big. I don't know if one person can carry him. So several of the very strong men. Actually, the Lord had requested that not only when you uncover me, discover me, and put me on top of the hill. The hill, you know, the hill means Govardhan Hill. Put me on top of the hill and establish a temple there and reestablish my worship. So they carried him to the top of the hill, and they made a put a stone slab as a base and a stone slab behind the deity also. Now this deity, I think you know, is Srinathji. This Gopal deity is Srinathji, who's now in Nathadwar. And he has his stone slab behind him. Of course, an extremely popular temple, the Nathadwar and the Srinathji temple, Gopal. So they established the deity, and there's huge, they had a big installation ceremony. Now Madhavendapuri, of course, he didn't have anything to start with. He just went there with a traveling sannyasi, nothing. But the people were so inspired by this whole story, the Lord has appeared. First, there was a whole day ceremony that the deity had requested that you bathe me because he says, especially, I still feel a lot of heat, especially, he says, I'm like burning up. And so I need to be cooled down. So pour a lot of cold water on me. So they did that. They gathered water from Govinda Kund. It says they filtered the water. And the 900 pots, it's 900 pots of water they bathed the deities in. Abhishek. So that took a long time, all day long. Then people brought all kinds of boga for the feast. So they had the first day's ceremony. Then the next morning, people from another village came. And the word spread very quickly. And all the people of Braja, they heard about the installation. And they wanted to take part. And it says it also spread through other provinces outside that area. And people started coming in. So day after day, village after village, this Anakuta ceremony and Abhishek installation ceremony went on for a very long time. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that every single household in the Braja area gave one cow for the deity. So the deity ended up with thousands of cows. And not only that, but all kinds of paraphernalia for worshiping the deity. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, and in Mathura, where they are very big capitalists, they gave, you know, so much opulence for the deity. And one rich merchant in Mathura, he built a temple for the Lord. And then two sannyasi brahmanas from Bengal arrived there. And Madhavendapuri trained them up. First, Madhavendapuri himself was worshiping the deity. It says that he put the deity to rest the first night, and then finally he himself took a little milk product himself, but then he took some rest. So he was worshiping the deity. But when these devotees from Bengal arrived, then he trained them in the deity worship. And they were worshiping the deity. So then after 2 years, the worship was going on for 2 years, and then Gopal appeared to Madhavendapuri again in a dream. And he says, I'm still burning up. I need you to go to Puri and get sandalwood for me, get chandan for me to put on my body to cool me down, and only you can do this. He didn't explain why, but he just said, only you can do this. So, of course, Madhavendapuri immediately said, yeah, well, I have to do this. I have to go to Puri and I have to get chandan. So, of course, he walked all the way. He took the northern route along the... We hear how devotees, when they go to Puri, they go either by the northern route or they cut through... You kind of take a shortcut to go through Jarikanda Forest, which is the way Lord Chaitanya went. But that's the rougher route. The general route, people travel along the bank of the Ganges, the northern part of India, and they go through Navadweep, and then they come down. So that was the way Madhavendapuri went. So he stopped in Navadweep and Shantipur, and he saw Advaita Acharya. He stayed at the home of Advaita Acharya, or nearby. He met Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya begged him for initiation. And that's when Madhavendapuri initiated Advaita Acharya. So he's one of his prominent disciples, along with Nityananda Prabhu, of course, the prominent disciple. So So then he made his way, he was making his way to Puri to get the chandan, and he stopped in Remuna. And he saw this very beautiful deity of Gopal. And he saw that the worship was being carried out very nicely. And he was thinking, I'd like to know what they cook for the deity here so then I can offer this, make the same thing. I can, you know, learn some preps, you might say, so that I can worship Gopal with the same kind of opulence. His worship is so nice here. So he asked the priest about it. And the priest said, well, especially here, we're very famous for our kheer. We offer every night 12 pots of kheer to the deities. It's very famous. It's called Amrita Keli. Amrita means nectar. It tastes just like nectar. So it's called Amrita Keli. It's Gopinath kheer. So when Madhavendra Puri heard this, he thought, boy, if I could taste this, then I could learn how to cook it myself and I could offer it. But as soon as he thought that, he heard that, he thought, because actually the priest, he understood somehow, he says that he heard that this kheer was being offered to the deity at that time. So he thought that way, and he said, oh, I thought about eating the deity's kheer, but the deity hasn't even eaten it yet, or he's just eating it now. I've made a great offense. So he started thinking Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. Started thinking of Lord Vishnu. Of course, he's devotee of Krishna. He started thinking of Vishnu to get, free himself from his offense. And it says he stayed for the arati, but then he left. and it says he left and he went to the Puri, actually, which isn't not exactly close, quite a ways down farther. You have Remuna sort of towards the north, and then Bhubaneswar, and then farther down you go to Puri. So he went to Puri. Oh, I'm sorry, not that first night. The first night he just went to Remuna village. He went to Remuna village, and he went into the marketplace there. And in the meantime, the priest of the temple put the deity to rest, put Gopinath to rest, and then he himself went to take rest. And then the deity appeared to him in a dream. And he said, I've kept one pot of this kheer. He said, you don't know because I did a trick and I hid it behind the curtain. So you don't know, you didn't see, you didn't notice that I stole it. But I want you to give this, come in and take and get this pot of kheer and take it to, there's a sannyasi named Madhavendra Puri. And you go find him in Remuna in the marketplace and you give him this kheer and you tell him I've taken it for him. So the pujari woke up, and the Prabhupada says actually in one purport that the pujari was on the same level as Madhavendra Puri, that the deity is appearing to him in a dream. So he took the pot of kheer. He took a bath and then he went in and he got the kheer. He found it hidden behind the curtain and he cleaned up the spot where the kheer was. And then he went into the marketplace and he was yelling out, that fortunate sannyasi named Madhavendra Puri, please come and take some sweet rice. Lord Gopinath has kept it for you. He was going stall to stall and calling out. And Madhavendra Puri, humble Vaishnava, but he came forward and said, well, that's me. He said, here, take this pot of sweet rice. And he, of course, the pujari gave him the sweet rice and offered his dandavats and offered his great respects to him. And he told him the whole story, how the Lord had appeared to him in a dream. So Madhavendra Puri, of course, he ate the sweet rice, and he kept the pot, and actually he broke the pot into pieces, and he carried it. It says he carried it in his upper cloth, and every day he would take one little piece of this pot, and every day when he would eat a piece of that pot, then he would go into ecstasy. Of course, he was always in ecstasy, but heightened ecstasy every time some of us used to eat pot too, but so he would eat that pot and go into ecstasy. So then Madhavendra Puri, he was thinking, because he's a very humble devotee, he said, people are going to hear about this and I'm going to be famous and I'm going to be, you know, people are going to be coming after me. So he left and he said, I have to go to Puri. And anyway, I'm on a mission. Can't forget, he's on a mission, right? He's supposed to be going to Puri to get chandan. So he left to go to Jagannath Puri. And when he arrived there, Krishnadas Kaviraj says, but you can't hide from the fame, it follows you. Devotional fame when you're a great Vaishnava, the fame is very subtle and it follows you. So it followed him to Puri. But he couldn't escape from there because he had to stay there and do his service. He had to spend some time there to collect chandan. So he told the temple pandas, the temple priests, and other devotees there that he needed to get chandan. And he didn't have anything, of course. He just Gopinath sent him there and said, only you can do this. But people became very enthusiastic. And they said, oh, we can help you. And the ones who knew government officers, they, you know, talked to them and told them the situation. Because you know how things were, and they are still sometimes, things are very much controlled. So apparently, as the story is told in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the chandan was under government control. So you had to get permission to get the chandan, and also camphor. Of course, the deity also wanted camphor. So this was arranged. These people had their connections, and it was all arranged. And he was able to collect one mound. It's called the mound, M-A-U-N-D, of chandan, which is 82 pounds. About 82 pounds he was able to get of the blocks of chandan. And 5 tolas of the camphor. Sorry, I'm forgetting the word. We used to get it in Chinatown. They call it gumpha. Not in San Francisco. So the camphor, so that is about 8 ounces. So, and also, it was arranged that he would have 2 people accompany him. Because, you know, how can you carry 80 pounds? If you try to lift 80 pounds, it's really heavy. So they assigned a servant and a Brahmin to go with him. And they also gave him all the government papers that he needed because, you know, just like when the devotees are traveling between Navadvip and the Rissa, there's all these toll stations and this and that and customs and all this. And the Muslims are controlling so many provinces, so they have to have your papers. Your papers, please. So they gave him all the papers to travel. So Madhavendra Puri is thinking, okay, I'm going to Vrindavan with this 80 pounds of chandan. So he made his way back, but again, he stopped in Ramuna for the night, passed the night there and rest. Somehow they made it there with their papers. So again, that night in a dream, for the third time, Gopal, or the deity appeared, Gopal appeared to him in a dream this time. And he said, the Gopinath deity is not any different than me. We're the same. We have the same body. We're the same person. So you just grind up the sandalwood, make the chandan, sandalwood paste, and you smear it on the deity of Gopinath until it's all used up. And I will be satisfied. I will be cooled by this. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was commenting on this pastime after he told it to his devotees, said the Lord knew that Madhavendra Puri would run into a lot of trouble. Maybe he had his papers. They might work okay in Orissa, not going too far, but going all the way across India with the Muslims in charge of so many things, he's going to face a lot of trouble. And besides, carrying all this, you know, handling it, getting it there, it was a big burden for his devotee. So he didn't want to burden his devotees, so he made this arrangement. Just smear the chandan on Gopinath deity, and that'll take care of everything. So that's what he did. Actually, he said that he told the temple priests this. Of course, the temple priests, they were in ecstasy. Oh, all this chandan for our Gopinath deity. This is really nice. And he said, I have these 2 assistants with me. They can grind, and here's some money. I have money, I'll pay. I don't know, he had money somehow. So when they were arranging for his travels, I guess from Puri, to go all the way to Vrindavan, they gave him everything he needed. So he said, I'll pay 2 other persons, so they should grind all of this. And apparently it was the beginning of the hot season, so they were especially pleased, because chandan is put on the deities. So Madhavendra Puri stayed there while the grinding was done and all of the chandan was used up. And then he went to Jagannath Puri for Chaturmasya and spent his time there. And that's essentially the end of the story. And then Lord Chaitanya, after telling the story, then he glorifies the devotional service of Madhavendra Puri. Actually, when Madhavendra Puri first arrived in Vrindavan, when the deity spoke to him in his dream, the first thing he said was, I was thinking, when is Madhavendra Puri going to serve me? I said, I've been observing you and your devotion. And I had been thinking, when is Madhavendra Puri going to come and serve me? And said, now you have come. So here's the service. And come and dig me up and install me in the temple and so on. So he did this amazing service. Now, of course, when Lord Chaitanya was telling the story, he talked about how Madhavendra Puri passed away. And this is part of his glorification after telling the story. And then he explained how he was relishing this verse just before he passed away. And of course, we know the story about how this Ramchandra Puri criticized him for lamenting, said, you should be absorbed in Brahman. Madhavendra Puri, get out of here, you rascal. I'm trying to relish Baba here. So anyway, so I just wanted to mention this verse, because it's such an amazing verse, actually. Actually, Lord Chaitanya, or Krishnadas Kaviraj, one of them in this section, says that this verse is like the Kaustubha Mani. The Kaustubha Mani is Krishna's chief jewel. He said, for relishing this Madhurya Bhava of Madhavendra Puri, this is like the Kaustubha jewel. This particular verse is so relevant to that, so fitting for that. So this is that verse. Ai dina dayardranatahe. Of course, ai means, oh, I'm calling out. Ai dina dayardranatahe. Matura nata kadavalokshase. Hridayam twaralokam aloka kataram. Daita brahmyati kim karomyaham. Oh my Lord, oh most merciful Master, oh Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. Oh most beloved, what shall I do now? Kim karomyaham, what shall I do now? I remember when I first came across this verse, I must have been before I read it in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and I was thinking, of course this is spoken by Radharani, and I don't know if I knew that even. I was thinking, why this mood, but it's referring to Krishna's Mathuranath. I said, why is he being referred to as Mathuranath? We would think he would be referred to as Brajanath, of Vrindavan Bihari or something like that. But that's the whole point, really, is Radharani is thinking, you're not Brajanath anymore, now you're Mathuranath. Now you're Mathuranath, and I'm suffering in separation from you. What am I going to do? I'll never see you again. She's thinking, I may never see. Well, actually, you know, Radharani and the gopis, they stayed alive because they wanted to die, but they thought, well, Krishna might come back. So if Krishna comes back and we die, we're dead, then he'll commit suicide. So we can't die. We have to stay alive. But they were practically dead in separation from Krishna. So this is her lamentation. And Madhavendra Puri was in the same mood. Mahabhava. We say Radharani's in Mahabhava, so no one can really equal that. But he could understand it very, very deeply. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, he understood it very deeply. And Krishnadas Gaviraj Goswami says no fourth person can understand this the real depth of meaning of this verse. Sripati Radharani, Madhavendra Puri, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, yeah, that says something about this verse. So, Madhavendra Puri ki jai. So, anything to add? Or? I guess you can't. What did you add? Here, here.
Thank you, Prabhuji, for the beautiful class. Prabhuji, the Gopinath deity to which the Chandan was offered is the same as the Kheerchor Gopinath?
Yes. Yeah, that's Kheerchor Gopinath. He was called Gopinath before, now he's called Kheerchor Gopinath. So he's there in Rimu now.
Thank you.
I have a funny story I'll tell you about. It shows how when you give low-class people money, they just waste it. I went there, I was with one male devotee, and we took from Raymuna out to the temple. We took a rickshaw, we took a rickshaw, but it's quite a ways, actually. It's quite a little too far for a rickshaw. So we gave the rickshaw wala 100 rupees, which was a lot, to give a rickshaw wala. So we said, come and pick us up in the morning to take us to the train station. So he came in the morning and he was completely drunk. He had been drinking all night long. And as you come down, when you come down, you kind of like come down towards the train station. There's a bridge there. And he came down and he lost control of the rickshaw coming down the hill, and boom, went off the road. We went tumbling off the side of the road. We didn't get hurt, but it was a good lesson about what happens when you give money to people who don't know how to use it.
He never had that much money. I was just curious, who is Madhavendra Puri in Brajali?
Actually, I don't know if that's meant. I was going to look it up in Gopal, in the Dwar Bangladesh Deepika, but I don't remember how. Pundarik knows.
He's a desire tree.
He's a desire tree, you said? He's a desire tree in Vrindavan. Well, I never heard that before. That's interesting. So I guess desire trees can experience that level of bhava. That's pretty amazing. Huh? Of course, they witness everything. That's one thing. They witness more that things that other people can't, right? Because they're trees, so they may be towering over the Gunja or riding Krishna performing their pastime.
Hare Krishna, thank you for the nice class, Prabhu. Prabhu, you mentioned the spiritual master of Nityananda Prabhu is Madhavendra Puri, but then we, tend to hear and read from other sources. Sometimes it's Lakshmipati Tirtha or it's an unknown sannyasi who came to. How do we understand and reconcile this fact?
She's saying that some places it's mentioned that the spiritual master of Nityananda Prabhu is Lakshmipati
Tirtha. Oh, right. Yeah, I took that because I just came. Prabhupada says that. Advaita and Nityananda are prominent disciples of Madhavendra Puri, so I just quoted that. So yeah, there's some controversy. I think because in the Bhaktaratnakara, it talks about how Nityananda met Lakshmipati Tirtha. I think it was in Pandharpur, if I remember correctly. And so there's some indication that possibly he was initiated by Lakshmipati. But Prabhupada said Madhavendra Puri, the Nityananda was initiated by Madhavendra Puri, so I just referred to that.
What book is that in? Is that in Radha Krishna Ganadesh Deepika?
Gaur Ganadesh Deepika. Oh, what are you
about
asking?
The tree,
what is
the,
what?
The Kalpa Vriksha tree. About the Kalpa Vriksha tree.
Oh, about the Kalpa Vriksha tree.
Is
oh,
that in
I don't know.
Radha Krishna Ganadesh? Deepika by Rupa Goswami, right?
Well, it's quoted in Chaitanya Charitamrita from Gaur Ganadesh Deepika that he is a Kalpa Vriksha tree. Okay.
Prabhuji, you mentioned that initially the temple of Gopinath was built on top of the Govardhan. When he was first, brought out?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's how the story goes.
And then how did it go to, like...
How he ended up in... That's, how in the different Sampradaya has him now. There's some whole history of that happening. I don't know how that happened, that he ended up in... I think some princess... Was it some princesses involved causing trouble? No, she had great devotion. I think that's how the story goes, actually. But still, take Krishna out of Braja must have been a little controversial, I would think. But these things happen. No, you can't get him back, that's for sure, right? Just like try to get Radha Govinda back into Vrindavan from Jaipur. Not going to happen. Pundarik Prabhu.
Actually, Srila Prabhupada says that one place that there's a court case, and they found that the judgment was that the Gopal deity was, I mean, the Srinathji was our Sampradaya. There was a court case, so I don't think they'll ever get him back, but there was a court case like that. But there's an interesting story about Gopinath that that they print up in their little description of the glories of the Brahmana. It says that Lord Ramchandra and Sita came there when they were on exile, and Ramchandra and Sita, yeah. So they were sitting there in the forest, and Lord Ramchandra saw some cowherd boys with some cows, and he was smiling very nicely, and Sita said, "So why are you like that? You're thinking so much, something. And she said, "I'm thinking about my next incarnation as a cowherd boy." And then they said that he carved this Gopinath deity with his arrow.
Oh,
Gopinath.
Is that in that BTG article? I think we did an article one of the years ago, Bhakti Vikaswan.
Yes, many holy places, they print up little pamphlets describing the glories of the holy place, so that came in there, one of those.
Yeah, I think I remember we did an article on Imuna, but it's many years ago, and then we've been included in it. All right, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.